Hello, my name is Bryce Muller. I am 14 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Stella Roscoe, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in McKinney, Texas. Where were you born?
I was born in Bogota, Colombia, South America.
And what day were you born on?
I was born in June 5th, 1938.
Okay. How was it coming to America for the first time?
Coming to America the first time was very exciting because I'm going to be with my husband. And then the first time when I arrived in Chicago was a big blizzard.
Blizzard?
And was the snow so hard that I can hardly walk.
Walk?
And talk. I never see in my country snow or this kind of weather. It was so cold. And I come in with the high heels and hardly I can walk. And we went to my husband's car and for any reason I lost one of my shoes. So I come into the car and my husband now has a heater. So he bring a blanket to cover my feet. So this was my first experience in Chicago.
What did you expect when you were about to come to America?
I was expecting to see all this stuff that I don't see in my country, big buildings, snow, change of weather, the people, the streets, the lights, was completely different than my country. My country is very poor country.
How did you beat Poppy, my grandfather?
Well, I was like 18 years old and I was working in a bank, Banco de los Andes. And I get up from work and was walking to go to my house. And I saw a guy in a motorcycle. He looked at me, and I looked at him. And this is it. But finally, he lived in the neighborhood, and I started looking for me. And he came into my house one time with my brother-in-law. And he was a friend of him. And this is the way they met him.
How and why did you end up moving to California?
Well, I was tired of the cold weather in Chicago, tired of cleaning the snow, 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, before go to bed, and was so tired, and my kids are so sick. The one day I told my husband, why don't you move close to my sister? So we moved close to my sister, and we live in California for 6 months. And really, I don't like the way my kids was raising. Was too much open. The kids was wild. So we decided to change.
What was your favorite memory when you lived in Colombia?
My favorite memory was living in Colombia. We had a farm. We were raising bananas, apples, orange, and we spent almost the vacation in that farm. We had a lot of cousins and uncles and grandma. They really enjoyed our visiting.
What were your first thoughts when Poppy told you he bought a gas station?
I was scared the first time because I wanted to buy a house, and the money we had to put it in the gas station. But God all the time helped us, and he went to the gas station, buy the gas station in Ferguson, Dallas. And God was, like I told you, helping us, and we had more money to buy the house. Was exciting for him to buy the gas station, but at the same time was too much work. They almost hardly I see him. He can leave it early from the house and come very late. Almost.
What did you think when you first came to America? Did you think you were going to live the American dream?
Well, really, I know was thinking that. I was thinking in maybe live a few years here and go back to my country. But the truth was that my country is getting so bad that we decided to stay and raise the kids and give you a good education, because this is the country, the opportunities to educate yourself and your kids.
How did Vivian, Marcy, and Patty change you and Poppy's life?
They changed our life a lot. They are very nice kids, happy kids. They are starting going to schools. They have a lot of activities, homecomings, basketball, footballs. So it really was entertaining, because the end of the week, we was running around with them doing all kinds of activities.
Why did you end up moving to Texas?
Well, when we was passing going to California, we stopped here to see a friend of mine, and I fall in love with the city of Plano. And the houses was so cheap. The weather was 75, and we live in Chicago, 13 below zero. So it's the reason that I like Dallas or Texas for the weather.
When you were a little girl, what was your favorite thing to study in school?
My favorite thing to study in school was arts. I needed to paint, I needed to knitting, I needed to sew, all different things that have to do with my hands.
At what age did you retire, and what job were you working at?
I retired at 68. This was my husband retired. I decided to stay with him in home, because he was feeling so lonesome. I retired at the age of 67, and I was working for Ericsson Company, and I be with that company for 15 years.
What is one of your biggest regrets from your life?
The biggest regret for my life was leave my country in a way, leave my family. The people in my country is very friendly, and here the people is not too friendly. It's nice people for different cultures, but I prefer be with the people that I know all his culture and his the way they treat the other people. They treat with respect and love.
What did you first think of Poppy when you first met him?
I was thinking, right away I fall in love with him. He was so handsome. I'm a very happy guy. He was telling jokes all the time. He liked to sing, to dance, to go so many places with his family. I enjoy the family, the weekends, to go to different places outside of Bogota.
What do you miss most about Colombia?
Yeah, I miss most of Colombia is my family. We have really big family, and this is the more regret that I have, leave the family, because I don't have that opportunity here. I have my family too, but everybody is in different places, but they are, my people is more friendly than people in the United States.
What is your opinion on my generation?
The opinion of generation, they are so smart and they are so independent, and they are care more about technology. The way when I was raised, we not had that opportunities to learn with computers and different technologies.
What was my mom like when she was little?
When Patricia was little, was the cutest people. Everybody loved her. She was all the time loved to brush her teeth in the corner. She was like a little teeny bit protecting from her older sisters. And he all the time sings and dance and give a lot of happiness for my husband and I and his sisters.
What was it like when all three girls left the house?
Well, it was so sad. I was a empty house. I was the one room to another one. I don't look for nobody. The house was so big that I can feel myself in there. So my husband and I decided to sell the house because it was a lot of good memories, but at the same time, was a lot of emptiness.
What did you bring when you came to America?
I don't bring anything to get to America. When I come to America, I come in $106. That was too much for me because the dollar was so expensive there. And I really, I don't have too much money to bring, but I bring a lot of, a lot of happiness. And I bring my culture to talk to my kids.
Why did Poppy come to America?
Well, Poppy came to America. We was dating and we fight, and he decided to come to United States because he wanted to learn about craft mechanic. He stayed here five years. Looking for his dreams. First, he was having so many troubles because of the language, and later on, he had a lot of opportunity to work in cars. And finally, when we moved to Texas, his dream came true. He worked for airlines, American Airlines.
Was it hard learning English when you spoke Spanish for like 20 years before?
It's very hard. It was very hard for me, and still my English is so broken. But I dedicate my life more to educate my kids and not pay attention to my language they are supposed to learn. Now they are old. I regret that, and I want to go back to school.
Was it hard getting, is it your visa? Is that what it's called to like live?
No.
It wasn't hard?
No. No, it was too hard in that time. No, it was too hard because I married with my husband, my prophet, and he, after we get married, we present the certificate of marriage to the embassy and they give me the visa right away.
What is your favorite memory of living in the States?
My favorite memory living in the States, I live in peace. No crime in the streets. At least in here, the place that I live, I feel safety. I live alone and I don't feel any stress to go to sleep in the nighttime.
Okay, and what is you're like, what was one dream that you had that didn't come true?
The dream that, I wanted to do and not come true is they not had my family close to me. My mother came for a few months and she don't like it. She feeling lonesome. So she decided to leave the country again to our country. But later on, one of my sisters came and was like a dream come true. Had one of family close to me.
Okay, those are all the questions I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Was long enough?
Yes.
Okay, I wish you.